The Fire and Brimstone Hour. This is Jimmy Hughes inviting you now to the Fire and Brimstone Hour. First, the Fire and Brimstone Hour in the Augmented Orchestra, playing La Casa Mexico Bane.
You know, by a rare coincidence, this started out to be such a high-class program.
It did, didn't it? Huh? It had a lot of class.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, it was great.
But I'll tell you what we can do. Seated here very quietly and patiently, and by a complete surprise today,
good.
Is the entire Sammy Eisen organization.
Good.
Fine musicians, and I think you and I, Ray, should give them a hand right here.
Good work, man.
We've heard your recordings. Now we want to hear you in person.
Glad that you came up. And, Sammy, how about directing the men in a number just as you play it or dancing at the casino at Magnolia?
Good.
Is that your theme, Sam?
Good.
He's just ad-libbing today, friends. We didn't write a script for him.
Good.
He always tells the men it's good, actually.
Good.
Your first number, I understand, is going to be a rousing military-type thing in dance tempo, American Patrol.
Good.
See, that's swell, isn't it, Ray?
Wonderful. It sounds like the Beverly High School Drum and Bugle Corps.
That'll add class to the show.
Good.
Yeah, good, man.
Good.
And thank you, Sammy.
Thanks a lot, Sammy Eisen, and your orchestra.
Friends, you'd like to dance to that music, wouldn't you?
Well, they play for dancing at the casino at Magnolia. Beautiful music like
Don't
that.
Don't forget that Friday, August 5th at the casino is Bob and Ray benefit night.
We'll be up there anyway, and we will have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We will swim in the beautiful moonlight.
Yes. Yeah.
We will eat and
we will
dance.
We will dance with the wreck of the Hesperus.
Hello, friends.
Hi, Mary.
Welcome again. It's grand to be here with you all.
You haven't said much the last couple of days, and I was hoping
for a cool summer recipe for today. I ain't going to say much.
No, why don't you give us a recipe today?
What kind of a recipe would you like, Bob?
Oh, I don't know.
How about taking something to the beach?
Yes. Now, there you have something. I imagine there may be a few people listening on the beach right now.
All right, yes. Hmm.
You have some beach notes there, do you?
Yes, I do.
Hand me some of those beach notes, come.
All right.
Now, about this food that you're going to take to the beach with you.
What I suggest, of course, you know, sand is a big problem at the beach.
Yes.
And what I like to do is protect everything I bring from gnats, silverfish, bedbugs, and sand.
Beach gnats.
Yes,
you have some beach gnats over there.
And green flies.
Mm-hmm.
And you ought to see Bill fly.
I didn't know. That's good.
That was me, friend.
That was swell. Very
yes.
good. Now, about the food that you take in your beach basket.
Well, what my husband, mm-hmm. Edgar,
mm-hmm.
I have accumulated all his old Crank's shaving cream joints.
Yes.
Containing diaxin. And I put tuna fish in it.
You clean them out, of
or
course, first.
Crab meat salad, whatever you want to put in your crab meat salad.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And bread, and I fill a thermos bottle, you see.
With what?
Water. What else?
I don't know.
What do you bring to the beach?
I always take cocoa.
in the hot weather, Bob.
Sure. Get kind of lukewarm.
Chocolate milk would be much better.
Well.
But get to the beach, and of course you'll need a little table. Bring your kitchen table and chairs.
Now, well, that's kind of a lot to drag to the beach, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. If you want to have a good time,
well,
you'll have
sure.
to inconvenience yourself a little
bit.
We'll
have the comforts of home there at the beach.
Yes, and bring silverware,
mm-hmm.
and don't bring your plate.
How about a tablecloth?
There's nothing you'll have to chew.
How about a tablecloth? Do we need that? Or shall we cross that
You
off?
Won't have to bring your plate. There's nothing to chew.
We got it. That was Mary, friend.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Then you can pick some nice shady spot at the beach. There's always so many trees
yeah.
there.
Sure.
And set up the table and a large umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And set out your table for 2, 4, or 6. This serves 6, incidentally.
I see.
Or...
It serves 6, uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, all right. You could go out into the woods somewhere. Now that the woodlands have been opened by Governor Deaver, you can go into the woods and set up a regular picnic lunch, depending on what your desires are.
You don't say Neaver, do you?
Hmm?
You don't say Neaver.
What do you mean, Bob? I'm not following you.
I'm trying to teach you the correct pronunciation of our governor's name.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Governor Deaver, it is.
You never say neither.
No, I never do.
Okay. That was me, friend. That point is settled, I guess. And we have our little beach basket all packed, ready to trundle off to the beach. Here we go.
Hey, watch where you're stopping there, will you?
Hey, you got some sand on the tuna, watch it, will you, hey? You can have this sandwich here, Bob. This jam sandwich, it fell face down.
I'd rather have a peanut butter one if I can.
Huh?
I'd rather have a peanut butter one.
Okay, where do I find it? I have to put my finger in between the bread to find out what it is.
Well, what is it?
See, I don't know what that is.
Well, hand me
you
that
eat it.
One. Hand me that other one there.
Okay, here you are. Hey, isn't it wonderful sitting here at the beach like this?
Yeah, it's real good.
Hmm. Well, what are we going to drink with this?
Hey, Scott, we've forgotten something.
Huh?
We've forgotten something.
We've forgotten the drink.
We didn't bring anything to drink.
No drink.
Haven't got any imitation grape or anything.
At the beach with imitation teeth, peanut butter sandwiches, and nothing to drink. It's a catastrophe.
We'll die here.
We'll die like rats.
Havoc.
Over, Jack. Bandits at 11 o'clock. Altitude 17,000 feet.
Quiet, Billy.
Okay, Uncle Jim.
I didn't say anything, Uncle Jim.
Quiet, Jack. No time for this.
What's the plan, Jack?
Here's my plan. We'll fly at 13,000 feet for 15 minutes, heading due west, latitude 44, 385 Pine Street.
Ow.
What's the matter?
Those beach gnats again.
Oh. How do they get up here?
I don't know, Jack. It's still a mystery to me.
Did you bring them up, Billy?
No, I didn't bring them up,
No time
Jack.
For that now.
Quiet, Billy.
Look out. There are bandits at 11 o'clock.
Hand me that telescope, Jack.
Certainly. Where are we flying?
We're over a city somewhere, Jack.
Let me have that glass.
Here you are.
Oh. Oh, there's
Ooh,
plenty of time
it,
for
Jack?
This.
What is it, Jack?
Plenty of time.
Play some music, will you, quick?
Hey, come on. Crowd around, fellas, and look.
Play some music. When half of the Ken and Bill team
you like that?
Goes away from the piano.
Those are earphones, Mr. Green. Those are earphones. How's your new car going?
Fine, fine.
We only use these earphones when we're having our show televised, don't we?
Yeah, it gives us a very professional appearance.
They don't do anything. We don't hear anything.
In fact, they're make-believe, friends. Incidentally, the fella from over at the Sullivan Agency sent us a couple of suggestions, didn't he?
Wonderful suggestions, I think.
Mr. Stafford, I believe. He has some wonderful inventions, and we're going to pass them along to you friends right now. One is a fake television antenna that you can put up on the roof of your house just so you can keep up with the Joneses. And if you'd like one of these fake television antennas, they're made out of bamboo, can put them up.
We're getting them made as quickly as we can down Ray's cellar.
And if you'd like a fake television antenna to put on your roof, simply address a postcard to Fake Television
Antenna,
this station. Okay.
Then another of his inventions was a fake air conditioning grill, which you glue to the wall, and it has a little metal
spring, isn't there? A little
yeah,
spring
there's a spring
type?
There and a piece of ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
And you, everyone, when somebody comes in, you sneak over and hit the spring and the ribbon goes up and down like air is coming through there.
That's a good invention. If you'd like one of those for your house.
Right to Fake Air Conditioning, WHDH.
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson would have a word.
I got some old used organ pipes, and if somebody wants to send me some dough, I'll send them out, and then you can glue them on your wall and let everybody think
Excuse
you have
me.
A pipe organ.
Hey, that's
Mr.
wonderful.
Wilson.
That's wonderful.
I know. I don't prefer him to talk that way, though.
What way did he talk, Bob? Through the side of his mouth like
some
that?
Some dough.
That's right. Loot is the
loot term. Is what we use here.
They send loot.
How much loot are you asking for these organ pipes?
$3.
A piece?
What are they made out of, anyway, Ken?
Zinc.
Right.
I'll say it does. Do. Now go on back
go
to the organ.
Go back to the organ. And... Well, that would be good.
That was me, friend.
Make people think you had a great big organ console in your living room.
That would be good. There are lots of things that you can really phony up around your house so that you can be a real good-looking
You know what
phony.
I think would be a good thing? Be a complete phony in your neighborhood.
That's right.
Now, here's something for the kitchen. It's a phony electric refrigerator.
Mm.
It looks exactly like any other refrigerator
until
you open the door.
And there's no door, really. It doesn't open.
It doesn't open,
It's plastic all the way through. A plastic.
And you keep your food in drawers.
Well, keep it down cellar where people won't see it.
Sure.
There are lots of things. And then, of course, there is
the... Fake stove.
Yeah, a wonderful fake stove we have. That's right.
Yeah.
Papier-mâché. Here he is, the great French
troubadour.
Papier-mâché.
How are you, boy? Just dropped in with my little brother to say a few words to you. On up here from the old Opry house.
What's new, Red?
Papier is the name.
Oh,
they call me old Papier.
Wonderful.
Ain't doing nothing down here. Didn't bring my boys along with me, nothing.
Been hot down Smoky Mountain?
Yeah, been kind of warm down there.
Uh-huh.
Up around 115 most of the time.
Is that so, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you selling, tobacco, Papier? You're selling tobacco?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. Anything I can, I suppose. Know what I mean?
Excuse me, Bob. Pass me this stuff.
Getting back to this, my boys got a little music here they won't play.
Huh?
They got a little music they won't play.
Oh, what are they going to play for
you? They'll play Hot Square Dance for you all.
Oh, wonderful.
So roll up the rugs, everybody, and gather around. It's a good day for square dancing.
Certainly is.
Many of you are dancing your squares today. Life and Love of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Lovman, starring Mark Savant Alcott as Linda, Sherman L. Sturley as David. It's late afternoon in the small house halfway up in the next block as Linda looks at David. David, scratching his head, looks back, and she says,
David,
Yes. You're scratching your scalp.
I'm scratching my scalp. It must be sand from the beach this afternoon.
Yes, it is. Didn't we have a glorious time at the seashore, dear?
It was beautiful at the seashore and so cool.
Oh, my darling, thinking of you here with me makes me so happy. I love you, baby.
What was that you said?
I said I love you, David.
That's the last straw. I'm leaving.
David, no! Oh, David, I'll die like a rat here.
Well.
Wow.
Here indeed is a strange turn of events. David walks out on Linda after all these years. We'll learn more about tomorrow's episode in just a moment, but first...
a commercial. And here is Bob to read it. Go ahead, Bob.
No, you're reading this.
No, I don't read commercials.
I am
no,
the
I'm
Burks.
Through. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye,
everybody. Bye.
Have you got Burks out there? Let's have that one.
Select your own weather for office, bedroom, or living room with the sensational new 1949 Philco room air conditioner. Cools in the summer, ventilates in the winter. A Philco air conditioner gives you real air conditioning, the same as you get in the finest theaters and restaurants. It not only cools, dehumidifies, and circulates the air, but it also brings in filtered fresh air from the outside and removes the stale indoor air. Philco air conditioners are quiet, vibrationless, and efficient, can be easily installed, no plumbing, piping, or special wiring is required. For a limited time only, the air conditioning division of the House of Television is making an amazing offer to introduce Philco air conditioners for every home and office. They will make an air conditioning survey of your home or office free without any obligation. Usually this survey costs $5. Either write to Bob O'Ray, WHDH, call Richmond 20723, or visit the House of Television, and an appointment will be made for your free Philco air conditioning survey in your home or office. See the Philco air conditioner in operation at the House of Television, 172 Cambridge Street in Boston.
Don't forget to drop a penny postcard
as good as mine
to us here at WHDH for more
not
information
even half
on the free Philco air conditioning service for your home or office.
Not even half. Hey, look, friends, are you really getting on this thing? I mean, drop us a postcard, will you? We want to air condition you in your office or your house. So please... promise if I post
yes. We'll personally come out and survey.
No, we won't either, Bob, oh. Because we're so busy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, darn, darn it.
It seems funny today. Leo Egan didn't show up.
Seems so good. Mr. Egan, of course, is Braves Field, where we will have a play-by-play description of the Cardinal-Braves game.
Our Brave are out there.
The Red Sox-White Sox game was postponed in Chicago, incidentally, because of rain, and will be played as part of a doubleheader the 27th of August. You see, I have a card file mind, Bob.
And you also...
anytime I want figures or anything, I just run through my head and pull out a file card.
Sure.
And I look awful silly, don't I?
Your head fits that file box very well.
Sure.
Did you get struck by lightning yesterday by any chance last night?
No, I didn't. That was him. That was Mr. Wilson. We've had a lot of complaints that people can't hear their funnies.
We've had complaints they don't hear enough of Mr. Wilson, and I want him over here right
now. Come
on
over here.
Come on, Ken. Phil Green. Phil always is anxious.
Phil will come. Come on,
Phil. Here's your chance. Your wife is listening, the kids, everybody. Here's where you lose your job, Green, for bringing him
here
over.
Is here is Eugene Hurley.
As you know, friends, Eugene. Ken Wilson used to be an announcer
there.
Here.
You can read it right up there, no?
And,
nobody can read the commercial, I guess.
Oh, I left my glasses.
I guess I'm...
I'll have to let him go if he doesn't.
I guess maybe I'm the only man here.
I think you'd better go right ahead with that. Is it sensational?
Yes. Well, you hit a big chord. Sensational? You've never seen anything as sensational, as daring as Republic Pictures' torrid new screen exposé of the Red Menace. Now you get all the details, how glamorous party girls use love as a lure to recruit unsuspecting American veterans into the plot against the USA. How the goon squads of the Red Menace enforce their own kind of law, stopping at nothing, including murder. Yes, you'll see all this and more. Shorts, in fact, right after. And a very interesting newsreel. And one of the most vivid and exciting motion pictures that has smashed its way onto the screen. This is the story that's told from the inside and reveals everything, no matter how shocking. Don't miss it. See The Red Menace now at the cool Paramount and Fenway Theaters.
True.
Thank you.
Truther is strange, then. Thick. It's another Truther Than Fiction is Strange edition of Matinee with Bob and Ray, and Dr. Stanley is here beside me at the microphone, ready with some more of his unusual facts culled from the four corners of the world. Doctor,
thanks.
What are we to learn this afternoon?
This afternoon, we're going to study a little bit about fire.
Well, that sounds good to me.
And what we use different trees for.
All right.
For instance, there's a tree... For instance, there's a tree in South America called the Great Erdolith Tree. We use the bark of that tree to make holes for the sides of New Bjork.
No!
Is that all you've come up here with, Doctor, after years of study and...
Well, I can think of right now, yeah. As a matter of fact.
I'm afraid we'll have to call this off, then.
I was caught with my ad lib.
Yes.
Down.
You were.
Lab! Here's as much as I still have this microphone and this free air.
Mm-hmm.
I should like to speak briefly of one of my very interesting trips that I made up the Great Amazon River in the companion of Bogo, my number one boy, and several other fellows. For instance, it was Rand and McNally who had come along to chart the uncharted part of that charted village.
And did they, Dr. East?
Yes. The amazing finish of this whole story was that Rand and McNally are one person. Do you believe it?
You mean Rand is his first name?
Of course. And McNally is his old mother's name.
Great Scott.
And in fact, the amazing part of this whole story is that neither one of them ever, in known history, did.
Fiction is truther than strange.
We'll be back again tomorrow with another scientific fact. For instance, it's colder inside a refrigerator than an oven.
Right now, though, let's get the sulfine out.
Ladies, do you want to get more for your money the next time you buy a wash day soap? Do you want to get the best buy of all leading wash day soaps? Then get new improved Sulfine, the wash day wonder soap. Yes, Sulfine at the new low price is the best buy of all leading wash day soaps. Sulfine's way out ahead when it comes to getting your wash clean, too. In actual laboratory tests, new improved Sulfine washed clothes cleanest, whitest, brightest, and fastest of all leading wash day soap tested. But top performance and low price isn't all you get when you buy Sulfine. With every single package you buy, you get a lovely free gift. A valuable, practical gift that costs you absolutely nothing. So ask for and reach for new improved Sulfine in the big red, white, and blue box at your grocer's today. Remember, you get more for your money when you buy Sulfine, the best buy of all leading wash day soaps.
And in line with that, a little drama from daily life. The scene, the Smith household.
Dear? Where am I?
I'm Mr. Smith.
Oh. Dear?
Yes?
I've been noticing my shirts lately, and they don't seem to be as clean as they were when I bought them.
They're dull gray.
I mean, they're dull gray and...
Yes, they are,
they
dear.
All look like thousand milers.
They do. Can't we do something about this?
Marge was telling me at the Stop and Shop this morning that I should get Sulfine.
That sounds wonderful. What is it?
Soap. What?
What is it?
It's a new soap that makes clothes white, whiter.
Well, put my shirts into that Sulfine next week, will you, dear?
All right, Harvey.
A week later, the same household. Hey, this is the whitest shirt I've ever seen, dear.
Thanks to Sulfine, darling.
It certainly is white. Here, I'll put it on.
All right.
Good advice.
Friends, it's at this time that we pause and go over to the Poet's Corner. Today, our guest poet, Robert C. Elliott.
I wasn't prepared for this. I didn't bring my poetry book. And I don't have any musical background.
Oh, I can arrange that for
you.
Surely, Bob.
What is this?
Go ahead, a little music.
Okay.
This is going to be beautiful, friends. Now, look, if you're sentimental or if you cry easy, journalist.
But who now, right now? Two now or something else?
Go ahead, boss. Make them cry.
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do?
Pucker up your lips.
What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to when I am lonesome and blue with only dreams of you? Somebody got to my script. What'll I do?
Somebody should have gotten to it and torn it to bits.
Good. Yeah, they should have.
That's beautiful, Bob.
It was good.
Something about when you read a poem.
It's an original poem I wrote.
I fill up with... Is it? I like the way you read it.
I think I read it rather well.
What'll I do? It's called...
You know, we haven't sung a song in so long a time.
I know it.
I think we should sing this.
You sing a chorus, then I'll sing it.
No, we harmonize it.
Oh. Where are the words? What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am one who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do? With just a photograph to tell my trouble to when I'm alone with only dreams of you, let alone come true. What'll I do? What'll I do when you are far away?
Pass me the beach net.
I'm blue. What'll I do? What'll I do when I'm wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph? All right, Tom, let's go.
Tell
to tell my trouble to.
When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? You'll see 10 great races tonight at Wonderland Revere, the track that stars the great crayon champion. The last four races, the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, are all in the bright spotlight, with speedsters usually seen only in the featured 9th, going to post in all four events. Here is the well-matched field for the big 9th. The Elect, Traffic Gear, Eskimo Pie, Hacker, Oklahoman, Reno Kitty, Imitation Wall Fan, Asking Fair Play, and Ruling Sultan. Post time, first race, 7:45.
Here is daily double cross,
7:30. Wait a minute. Revere is near, of course, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Bud Light is free parking lots provided for those who drive. Bring the entire family.
They'll all feel good again.
The Wonderland Revere tonight.
Matinee with Bob and Ray will return again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Ken Wilson at the organ, Bill Green at the piano.
If you didn't hear this program during the last half hour, you probably had your radio turned off or on another station.
So watch it, will you, the next time, friend? Thank you.
Phew, what a day.
Hot enough for you?
Yeah.
Well, here's the right formula to beat the heat. T.O. plus H2O.
I don't get it.
You take T.O., the new tasty orange syrup, add water, and you have a delightfully refreshing homemade orangeade with the true flavor of fresh orange juice. That's because T.O. contains fresh orange juice.
That's the secret of T.O.'s body, bouquet, and flavor. You can see the difference. You can smell the difference. You can taste the difference. Serve it ice cold, and you'll agree that here's the right formula to beat the heat. You take T.O., add H2O, makes the best orange drink you know.
I get it. Now, where do I get it?
At your grocer's today. Costs only 29 cents. And one bottle makes more than half a gallon of delicious homemade orangeade. Insist on T.O., the new tasty orange syrup with the true flavor of fresh orange juice.